Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a surprise congressman popping in about 30 minutes. He's very upset about the airline chicanery and the slave training going on. That's backfiring on the system. We're going to open the phones up in the next two segments for your view on North Korea, the TSA, the opt-out day. I'm just not flying. All that's going on, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got about 4 minutes left with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, if you just joined us. He was getting into his global strategic worldview from studying the globalists that I think is very accurate from my own research. I concur with much of what he's saying. I think that's the general direction that the global power blocks are moving. In 4 minutes, sum up the next 8 years, as you say, and where the hot spots are and what this overall plan is by Foundation X.
Okay. Before I get into that, I just want to make a clarification. When I said when do I think they're going to attack Iran, when I said this year, I didn't mean 2010. I mean in the next 12 months.
Yes.
Because this year is almost through. Going back to this general scenario, remember that Russia is running this show. China is going to be tagging along as the ally to back up Russia in its nuclear attack on the West. China wants to play the role as not the primary attackant because it wants to position itself to be the Cold War opposer of the West after it becomes the ally of the West during the war. It's like Russia. Russia comes in and helps the West beat Germany and then becomes the new Cold War enemy and gets all these concessions from the United States in the process. That's what China is setting itself up to. So China will be careful not to appear to be too much of the enemy, even though they will take, I think, when this war starts, the Pacific in order to guard the rear of Russia. And then from that position, they'll attack Russia sometime during the war so that the West can win the war against Russia. Then it will be the West versus China. That's the big picture. Now, in doing so, I don't think that China will do ravaging attacks on Japan, the Philippines, Australia, New Zealand. I think they'll occupy or encircle to keep them contained, but will not do a lot of damage so that when they switch sides, they won't be viewed too much as the enemy. Now, in terms of timing, we have to watch Russia because Russia is the one that's calling the shots here. Right now, the West is in the middle of giving everything away to the Russians. In NATO, for example, doing a joint military missile defense with Russia, Russia says, we'll cover your east, and you take up the missile defense in Western Europe itself. What they're doing, and this is very, very interesting, they're saying, we'll put our own missile defenses in here to guard against Islamic, rogue missile attacks. But they're taking the prime position to be able to use anti-ballistic missiles to keep Western anti-ballistic missiles from shooting down their own missiles in their boost phase by taking the Near East position. I don't know if I'm being clear what I'm saying
simply
here. But it's very, very important for the West to understand that the French, who are now driving the agenda in NATO, are completely selling out to the Russians.
Why, just for natural gas, or?
No, it seems to be part of the globalist agenda.
Sure,
the natural gas is being driven by the
Well, the EU has been called by Lord Monckton and many others properly the new Soviet.
That's right. It is a new Soviet, and they're basically, it's really a control of who's going to run this new world order. The Russians want to run it. The Anglo-American establishment know that they intend to run it, and they have to eliminate Russia in the process. But they're in the process of luring Russia in and getting it to be confident enough to attack the West. That's been the West problem all these years, is trying to get Russia over. That's why the disarmament, but that's why taking out our MX missile, even when they reneged on theirs.
You know, Joel, this is too important. I promise to go to calls, but can you come back on the other side of the quick break and for 3 minutes, put bookends on this and explain in basics the factions you see, how you see it playing out? This is so important. Can you come back for 3 more minutes?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, we will. And I promise, folks, 800-259-9231. We're going right to your calls.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I tell you, I've always been a supporter and a fan of Representative who's on with us right now, but I had no idea that there in Knoxville, Tennessee, he is a listener to the show, Representative John Duncan. And, of course, he's made headlines across the country in the last few weeks criticizing the TSA and their activities. Here's the headline, Duncan blasts TSA pat-downs, body scans in floor speech. And then I was just talking to him during the break, and he heard Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano on the show yesterday. So he'll be with us for about 25 minutes, but hopefully the first of many visits. So we'll give a shout-out to WBCR 1470 that we've been on for about a decade there in the Knoxville area. And I would also add on the New American Magazine True Patriot Index, he has the second highest in the country. He has a 99 score. Ron Paul has a 100. So we're very, very excited to have Representative Congressman John Duncan on with us. Congressman, great to have you.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. It's a real honor to be on with you, and I always have appreciated the work you've done in the trying to fight against the New World Order and big government. You know, big government helps only the elitists that and the very, very wealthy, and you fight for the people that I hate to say the little guy, but you know what I mean, and I appreciate the work that you do.
Well, we appreciate you. How long have you been tuning in to the show on WBCR?
Oh, for many years. I know Harry Grothjohn real well. I've been on with him many times, and I've been on with he has the Power Hour. I've been on with Joyce Riley a couple of times, and I've listened to your show. I try never to miss a vote, but as soon as we have the last vote of the week, I catch the first plane home, and I actually end up spending just a little bit more time here in my district in Tennessee than I do in Washington, and so I do listen to several of the other stations. I don't want to make any of my other friends mad on the other stations, but I listen to WBCR regularly, and I really have enjoyed your program for many years, probably ever since you've been on here.
Well, God bless you, sir. Small world. This TSA situation is really becoming a focal point, not just against the abuse and humiliation, but overall a focal point for people's anger. Give us your view on that statement and the fact that every day we learn more. Now they stick the hands in the pants. Now they're removing people's urology bags, colostomy bags, women's artificial breasts from mastectomies. I mean, this is a federal power grab on so many fronts, Congressman. Tell us why you have powerfully spoken out against it. I mean, I know that you're on some of the most important committees. You were previously the House Aviation Subcommittee and top Republican on the House Subcommittee. You'll probably be getting back in as the chairman. Give us, I mean, you're a leading expert in this area. Give us your view on it.
Well, I did chair the Aviation Subcommittee for 6 years a few years ago when Republicans had control of the Congress, and we have a rule on our side that you can only chair a committee or subcommittee for 6 years, but I have been on the Aviation Subcommittee ever since I've been in Congress, and that's now 22 years, and so it's something I'm very much interested in. I will continue to serve on that subcommittee, although I won't be a chairman. I'll be chairman in the next Congress of the Highways and Transit subcommittee. But I think this body scanner business is, and these pat downs, I think it's totally ridiculous. I think it's excessive. And I've tried to tell people that if we spend 100% of the federal budget on security, we could not make the country totally, completely, 100% safe. So we need to have a little balance and common sense, and I think we need to come to our senses on this. I think it's far more about money than it is about security, although I do realize that even though there's a nationwide revolt against this and people are really upset about it, as they should be, I do realize that there probably are half the people who will go along with anything as long as it has the word security attached to it. But I think the TSA has gone too far, and I will be I've spoken out on the floor about this. Of course, another thing I've been concerned about, almost all these federal contracts are sweetheart insider-type deals, and I don't like that either, and I think that's present here too.
Well, Chertoff, as you spoke on the floor, Benjamin Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security, and Alphonse D'Amato, and there's also some Democrats involved, but the former senator, he's been all over TV. We played the clips admitting he's making money as a consultant to one company and the head of another division of a separate one. He's admitted it, and then now they put out a press release last week saying he's made no money from it. I mean, should we have congressional hearings about this? Because this looks like, you know, classic corruption where the general orders a missile system and then 2 years later retires and becomes the the head of that company where he ordered the missiles.
Well, you've hit on something else that I've been very outspoken about on the floor, and that is that the defense contractors hire all the retired admirals and generals, and then they go back and sign on with these big defense contractors and go back and get just ridiculously excessive and expensive contracts for the Pentagon. In fact, I've said in speeches and in committee hearings that I wonder sometimes if there's any conservatives at the Pentagon, and I can say that even though I believe that national defense is probably the most legitimate function of the federal government, but I still hate to see all the waste and insider dealing that's going on in with the Defense Department. But going back to Chertoff, there's something funny going on there, in my opinion, because a year ago, in November of last year, he was on the Campbell Brown show on CNN, and he was talking, he was supporting these scanners at that time, and he didn't mention that he had anything to do with any of the companies until Campbell Brown said, well, in the interest of full disclosure, you represent some of these companies. And having been caught, he said, absolutely, that's correct. In other words, he admitted after she confronted him with it. And so then there was a story in the Washington Post at the first of this year saying that he had this connection, and his firm got some kind of correction, I think they said, for the headline, but not for the story. So there's been some kind of connection with these companies for the Chertoff group, and now he's claiming that he never made any money off of it. What he may be trying to say, I don't know, that his group made some money or some other people in his firm, but it still looks like an insider-type deal to me.
Well, absolutely. Speaking about the first point you brought up, Congressman, look, the borders are wide open. ABC News reported 2 weeks ago that illegal aliens can walk in and get a TSA waiver and get to rent aircraft. We know that hundreds of boats a week are landing in San Diego and on the island off the coast. That's Associated Press. And that the illegal aliens are just pouring in on the fishing boats. No police, no border patrol. They could care less.
Well, you're exactly right. And what I've said on that is this. We've got plenty of security at the airports right now, but there's always companies and people trying to get more and get you to spend more. But I think now these terrorists would probably do something much more spectacular than bringing down a plane. They'd probably blow up a mall at Christmas or blow up a major sporting event or poison the water supply or even blow up a big city subway system. They kill a lot more people. And I think, too, we're very vulnerable in cybersecurity we're so controlled by all the computers and so forth now. So, we just can't do, we can't go ridiculously overboard at the airports.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I mean, are we going to have minimum wage federal employees that are outside the law and violate due process? Big Sis Janet Napolitano is actually in the news now saying next they want them in malls, trains, boats, buses. We already have TSA doing warrantless searches in areas like New York and Boston. I mean, are we going to have 50 million TSA workers to guard every 7-Eleven? Because, I mean, a real terrorist, I mean, that's just the way it is. The only answer is to have an armed, concealed carry population. Now, you can't put enough police on the streets with machine guns and dogs.
Terra News here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if this continues, we'll have to change the American flag to basically an image of a sheep or a ostrich with its head in the sand, and we'll have to get rid of the American eagle and replace it with an ostrich. I mean, since when did the land of the free, home of the brave get like this, where we're so afraid of men in caves, we've got a better chance from dying from a bee sting or an automobile accident? Hundreds die a year from bees and wasp stings. And I mean, it's just so crazy to see the federal government expanding its power. But you're a congressman. You study these issues more than I have. I know that the airlines opt in to have the TSA there. Some airlines are saying and some airports are saying they don't want them now. I mean, at the end of the day, where do you see this backlash going, and what are your biggest problems, Congressman, with what the TSA is doing? And isn't this a 10th Amendment violation to have them on the streets of America and announcing that they want to expand what they're doing?
Well, we have expanded all of these federal law enforcement agencies far beyond what they should be, far beyond what is necessary. I mean, the FBI, an uncle whom I love very much, who many, many years ago started his career as an FBI agent, and he was just with them for a few years. But I'll tell you, we've expanded that agency far beyond what's necessary, and most of the real law enforcement work is done by local law enforcement people in the first place. And I've even said, for instance, that one agency that we should do away with is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And now they've added on the word explosives to it to try to expand their mission. But everything that they do is done best by state and local law enforcement people. And one expert told me that they're nothing but paper pushers now. But I heard you say yesterday that bee sting analogy, and I was very impressed by that. I have told people that you really are thousands of times, many thousands of times more likely to be killed on the driving on the highway.
Yes.
than you are by a terrorist. And the problem we're into is this, Alex. It's almost impossible to get Big Brother federal government to ever admit making a mistake or ever go back on anything. And we've given so much power in this country to unelected bureaucrats. In fact, I've said many times that today, unfortunately, we have a government up by and for the bureaucrats instead of up by and for the people. And so it's going to be very hard to get them to go back very far on this. They're already squirming, though, and saying, well, they're going to tweak this a little bit. But I've had other concerns about this the radiation factor. You know, there are several million frequent flyers who on average fly twice a week, and getting full body doses. The TSA is trying to say, oh, well, it's it's just a tiny little dose. But I'll tell you, they give you more protection at the dentist. When I go to the dentist, they put a little shield over my neck and chest and so forth. And this is a full body radiation thing. And then I think it's parents have a legitimate concern about not only the radiation, but also having unfamiliar people grope or feel their children in the private type places. I think it's terrible.
Well, I agree with you, Congressman, and I've had radiologists on the show. We've got the New York Times, top scientists, federal bodies, the International Atomic Energy Agency have said that these things have 50 times what the TSA claimed a year ago. They've been lying. And if you look at the images TSA has released, to give you an idea, you can see the hands and you can see the bones in the hands. And that's exactly what radiologists have told me on and off air, is that they've looked at the calibrations. It's about like a dental skull X-ray. It's not approaching a chest X-ray, but it's close. And it's the repeated exposure. And they've got all these top scientists on record saying bare minimum skin cancers and that it'll exacerbate people that are already prone to skin cancers. What about the TSA workers who are around it all day? They're not hiding behind any lead shielding. But, Congressman, what about this issue? Ron Paul, we had him on yesterday, and you said you heard it.
Right.
But you know, I said, so you've had enhanced pat-down. He said, yes. I said, they've touched your crotch. He said, yes, it's disgusting. That's on the Drudge Report today, the video and audio of that. But now the TSA told ABC News maybe that goes too far. Hand in the pants. I mean, this is insane. And now people are stripping down to their underwear as a protest. The TSA is still rubbing their skin, rubbing their kneecaps where they have metal in them to make sure it's really metal. I mean, this is like the sacrificing our liberty on the altar of big government, Congressman. But my issue is that now it's discriminatory because Boehner, it's video of it on the news. He gets to go around the checkpoint. A lot of other Congress people, they're not releasing the full list, but it's in the AP. The White House says they won't release who it is. But now if you're a bigwig, you get a pass, but the citizens don't. Now, here's the headline. TSA, some government officials to skip airport security. A, do you get to bypass it? And B, what's your view of this?
Well, no, I don't get to bypass it, and I saw that in the paper myself. I hadn't even heard that part until I saw that this morning on the news, and I assume that they're giving a pass to the top cabinet officials and the top administration officials and the leaders of the House and Senate, the top five in the House and the top four in the Senate. I assume that that's what it is, but nobody. If we're going to have it, nobody at the top level should be given a pass. But there's other concerns that go along with that. For instance, I understand that already people who say they don't want to go through the scanning, that some TSA people are resentful about having to do that, and so they're being almost rude or irritable or hateful in doing these.
No, they're rough. They're rough. They squeeze hard. That's confirmed.
Right. And then I have this concern also that the plans are right now to purchase 1,800 of these scanners by various departments and agencies by the year 2014. And what I can see coming is that they'll end up buying several thousand of these things and wanting to put them in all the federal buildings for when you go in, any federal building and all these department agencies, they all want to get all this, the latest gizmos and so forth. But there is one good thing that may come out of this, hopefully, and it would be that, number one, that more people would begin to realize that just because the word security is mentioned doesn't mean that it's necessary or that it's good or that it's not excessive or intrusive. And more people will begin to question these things. And then also maybe, hopefully, some of these bureaucracies will be a little bit slower to purchase a great many of these machines. But I just think it's, we've got this big elitist, out-of-control federal government now. And it's totally opposite from what our founding fathers thought the way things should be. They thought that we should solve most of our problems through the private free enterprise system and then go to government only for a few things and first to the local government and then to the state government and have the federal government was meant to be only a government of last resort with very few and very limited.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. and my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two, 33 minutes in. Judge Andrew Napolitano is popping in, coming up the next hour. Gold is up over $16 an ounce right now because of fears going on the Korean Peninsula. We're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report here in just a moment. Wayne Madsen, of course, attended the University of Mississippi, where he joined the Navy in ROTC. He then joined the U.S. Navy when he got out of college and was in submarine anti-warfare. He also worked for RCA as a government consultant, and then with the National Security Agency, NSA. Later, he worked with the Navy's National Data Automated Command. He's written for many of the biggest publications in the country, and he's also part of EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center. And he has the WayneMadsenReport.com. And I wanted to get him on, you know, less than 12 hours into this Korean Peninsula situation. Of course, we have this report from 2 years ago by Paul Joseph Watson and by Ehan Dai. Rand lobbies Pentagon start war to save U.S. economy. And it goes into the RAND Corporation saying they need a war. We also have the Washington Post here in my stack where they talk about Obama needing a war. David Broder does a war to be able to continue his agenda. I'll dig that out and pull it out and show it to you in a minute. But the fact that Obama's there last week, the fact that they, the North had said, don't come into these islands, don't fire your artillery in our area, and then they sent them in to do it. The fact that it looks like this torpedo that hit the ship a while back ago was German. Again, I'm not saying the North Koreans are good, folks. They're proxies of the Chinese. But this on the heel of the Chinese, Wayne Madsen and others believe, firing that missile 2 weeks ago as a way to menace the West ahead of the G20. I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on all this. Wayne, what's your view on it?
Well, again, North Korea is a very paranoid regime. It's Stalinist, but they've made several overtures to the West. I would note that this incident follows their invitation to an American scientist who took him to a new uranium enrichment facility where he saw plenty of centrifuges ready to start enriching uranium. Now, why did the North Koreans do that? Obviously, they're sending a message. We've got this, but we want you to know it. They're not trying to hide it. They've asked the United States for years to open diplomatic relations with the North, which could lead, remember, they're technically in a state of war. We have an armistice. We don't have a peace agreement between the two countries. So there have been, as you mentioned, these incidents where this past March we had the South Korean corvette in an area. There were the U.S. joint U.S.-South Korean exercises. That was an island further to the west from where this island called Yongpyeong, that other island back in March was the westernmost island. But all these islands sit right off the coast of North Korea, so they're highly militarized, highly sensitive areas. And when the U.S. and or South Koreans engage in military exercises in the area, they always engender a negative response from the North. We have to remember, as nutty as Kim Jong-il, who's now turning over the reins of power to his son, as crazy as he is, the South Korean president, Lee Myung-bak, is just as crazy. He's a right-winger. He's very unpopular in South Korea. The South Koreans don't like him. He's always rattling sabers. And I believe on the heels of him hosting G20, the fact that you've got a South Korean as Secretary General of the UN, all this plays into Lee Myung-bak also flexing his muscles as much as the people that run North Korea are flexing hers. That's a recipe for disaster. And instead of coaxing the North by staging exercises in North Korean waters, the U.S. should be pulling back on this activity rather than projecting its military presence right into the North Korean face.
Well, I've also got David Broder just a month ago on October 31st, less than a month ago, telling Obama, hey, start a war. You know, North Korea, Iran, whatever. We've got neocons telling him to do it. You've got all these Obama advisors saying you need some type of crisis to look strong. You've got the dollar plunging. Now it's going back up today because people run to that safe haven because this empire has the biggest military. This is on the heels of the meeting over there. We know this is a provocation to send these ships into this disputed area when North Korea said they would fire on them. And so clearly they're looking for a provocation. I mean, there's no doubt of that.
Right. And the way the news media is trading this is, you know, North Korea always is, from central casting, the enemy that we'd love to have. Secretive, unpredictable. I mean, how many times has James Bond been after North Koreans, you know, in the James Bond movies? But the fact is that the South is just as unpredictable. I would note that the South is now installing a ballistic missile system backed up by a radar system they're getting from Israel. So the North doesn't look with favor on this type of thing. We also had China upset about similar U.S. naval exercises with South Korean independent ones right off the Chinese coast. They feel, look, if you're going to do that off our coast, we can do things off your coast to let you know that we can more than anything else. So we also saw the incident with the South Korean ship being sunk, which a lot of people, including myself, and this was verified by people very close to both the North Korean government, the Chinese government, and the U.S. government, felt that that was a provocation to get the Japanese Prime Minister Hatoyama to renege on his campaign promise of throwing the U.S. out of Okinawa. He changed his mind. He was attacked by his own party. He resigned, and now a pro-U.S. Prime Minister is in Tokyo, and he's helping rattle the saber along with the Americans and South Koreans against North Korea.
And it's a nice political diversion. How does this tie in, going back to the Chinese missile? A, have you got any more intel confirming your sources that that was a Chinese missile? A, B, why did they do it? C, how does this tie into this latest situation? We know both the West uses South Korea as a proxy and China uses North Korea as a proxy.
Right, and there's now sources very close to NORAD that are saying, yes, it was a Chinese missile, and that President Obama was informed immediately by the commander of NORAD about the incident. And all he did, of course, was keep it tamped down. He was getting ready to meet the Chinese president in Seoul and then again in Yokohama, Japan. I would also point out that Jackson Deal, in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, pointed to the amateurs running the foreign policy for the Obama administration. He said basically his core of advisors are an ex-senator, Hillary Clinton, an ex-congressional staffer, Tom Donilon, his national security advisor, and a lawyer, Leon Panetta's running the CIA. And, you know, basically he was pointing out, where's the foreign policy gravitas there? It's not. So, remember what Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Is this also an attempt to boost Obama's commander-in-chief credentials? But I think it's coming at a very bad time when U.S.-Chinese relations are very, very frayed. Now he wanted to pitch some sort of associate membership status or partnership status with Russia on this missile shield, and the Chinese look at that as bringing NATO right to its own borders with Russia. So, and then, of course, trying to push the idea of India joining the U.N. Security Council, something else that China is very much opposed to. So it looks like Obama is poking his finger in the Chinese eye. Maybe he forgets that China owns a great deal of our debt. But, again, maybe this is back to the Washington Post op-ed where, you know, this guy's not the smartest guy in the world. We all, you know, just because somebody speaks well, actors speak well because they remember their line.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to be riding shotgun with us for the rest of this hour at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You better believe the circus that is the TSA molestation as they try to impart this mass mental illness of paranoia that there are all these terrorists wanting to get us so they can then set the precedent to put TSA into every airport, every bus terminal, every train station, every highway, every mall, every school. It's all being announced. They're going to be everywhere. As we warned you, Big Sis is now laying it out. But I wanted to make this point before we go to Tarpley. There's all these articles out today. Airport security moving smoothly despite opt-out day. And the message is you failed. People aren't trying to slow down the airports. Some have said that's their goal. The goal is to say no and not use your machines. But it's not just opt-out. We're saying don't put your hands on our genitals. Then it's, oh, we'll try to charge you $11,000. That's if you leave the area. So you sit there and you argue with them. You come 2 hours early. You educate them. You resist. Fox News, all of them are like, oh, go ahead and submit. Don't slow down the airports. NBC says 98% in a poll love it, but other polls that are scientific show 61, 72, 96% against. On the street, it's got to be 90% against it, what I'm seeing. So there's this hoax, because they know if they can make you submit to this, they can do anything. Now, already in El Paso a few months ago, they said everyone will be put through the naked body scanners. The TSA admits the Chicago Tribune. They plan on making everyone do it. And so, yes, during big peak times, they always open up the regular lanes and don't put everybody through the scanners. Most of the airports don't have them yet. Austin gets theirs next month. And I ain't going through, and nobody's putting their hands on my genitals. Got it? I'm not a terrorist. Your bosses that run this country stage the terror attacks. I've got the evidence. And you're funding the other extremist. The government's on record protecting the underwear bomber. Anwar al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon. Now, that's what they're doing. Number one, they lie. They say, you know, we're not putting our hands in your pants. They admit they are. There's no radiation danger. Liars, 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 liars. So them saying it isn't slowing it down. Then I've got other reports that the airports are locked up all over the country. A lot of it winter storms. They're just a pack of liars. So they can do whatever they want. It's not about security. It's about making you submit. Now going to Webster Griffin Tarpley of Tarpley.net. He's an economist. He has a doctorate in history. He also features widely in Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception, our upcoming eugenics film. And Webster Griffin Tarpley, I wanted to get him on China announcing in their big Chinese daily, ChinaDaily.com. China, Russia yesterday agreed to quit the dollar in all their inter-country transactions with each other. We've got the North Korean situation, which looks like a provocation on my end. I'm not defending North Korea. They're monsters. But let's get Tarpley's view on this and then the TSA. Webster, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Let me, maybe I could just say first, concerning this circus, as you say, in the airports, just two facts to remember that might have gotten lost after all these months. You remember a couple of days after Mutalab was nabbed on Christmas Day, we had this guy, Richard Wolff, this effete British fellow who talks to Olbermann on MSNBC, and he came out and said, my sources in the White House tell me that this incident was deliberately created. And then he said, we think to make Obama look bad. But the heart of the analysis was correct. The incident was deliberately created, and that was on MSNBC cable news within a week or 10 days after the incident had occurred. And then, of course, it was covered up. But there was a moment where even the Obama White House realized that the rogue network had created this. The second thing is, in actual hearings in front of a House committee, Patrick Kennedy, the Deputy Secretary of State for Consular Affairs for Visas, said that there was an interagency task force meeting, and the State Department had come forward and said, we have given a visa to Mutalab, but we'd like to revoke it. We want to take it away from him because he's now in Yemen and he's going to different terror camps and so forth. So we want to take the visa away. And the answer came from an unnamed agency, still unnamed as far as I know, saying, no, no, don't touch him. We've got eyes on him. We're following him. He's a little fish. He'll lead us to the big fish. It's essential that you not take his visa away. Of course, if you took the guy's visa away, he couldn't get on the plane, and therefore no incident, no circus, no hysteria, and no opportunity for Chertoff to go on television and say, now it's time for these full-body scanners and so forth. So this was a manufactured incident, and people should remember this, that there's no basis for what they're doing. We don't need body scanners. We need mole detectors. We've got to have mole detectors installed at the FBI and the National Security Agency and the National Security Council and throughout the government, right? Mole detectors to know if people are actually government officials trying to do a job or whether they're loyal to some shadowy rogue network going back to God knows what, to 9/11, to the Kennedy assassination, the Gulf of Tonkin, and all the other things that we've seen over the past decade.
Where do you see all of this going?
Well, it's again, we look back to the 1930s. You can see this three-phase process, right? Depression, economic depression, followed by dictatorship, followed by world war. And the big problem we have right now is we're in the depression phase, but we can see the dictatorship elements gathering and becoming stronger in the society. And the problem with that is once you get into the dictatorship phase, it's almost impossible to stop the third phase, which is the world war phase, because that's where it ultimately leads. The political forces that could have stopped World War II had been destroyed in places like Germany and Italy during the dictatorship phase. So I think the ultimate thing is the only way to fight this is you've got to get out of the depression. You've got to have a broad-based economic recovery, a return to full employment, a return to prosperity, a return to expanding standards of living. Because if you don't do that, the forces in the society pushing towards police states become overwhelming. Just one example, we got this fraud closure crisis going on. Talk about the sanctity of private property. Yeah, there should be that, and there should be the rule of law. But right now we have a zombie banker can come with fake paperwork and essentially steal your house with the help of a robo-judge and a robo-signer and a bunch of corrupt
paperwork.
I mean,
that's the issue, is that there's almost, in history, in these cycles, a time when the ruling class just goes insane, hires secret police to stick their hands down your pants and train you to submit. Started with the Nazis saying papers, please, and ended with women and children stripped, being marched into holes and their heads being blown off, into pits. And, banks just stealing everything, taxes going up. Look at Ireland. They're now openly saying, we want foreign banks to run Ireland. That's the best way. So the banks that have engineered their collapse are now being praised as the solution. Economic conquest is sold as if it's some type of wonderful thing. And no one stops the crazy elites. And then they're just going to drive us into a chutzpah or arrogance or bravada-filled World War III. I mean, I guess that's it.
They're going to destroy 12% of the gross national product of Ireland in the year 2011.
Yeah. Just to be clear, they say we're going into receivership to foreign banks. That was in Reuters with government officials saying we believe foreign banks should run us. I mean, this is now just brazen. We are sellouts. We are tyrants. And the banks that are taking over are the ones that engineered it. I mean, that's why they were brought into the EU, so they could do this raping. And next is Portugal, next is Spain, then England, then France, then Germany. Correct, Webster?
Yes, certainly. And the thing, though, is that the forces that resist this need a program. For example, today in Portugal, we have reportedly the biggest labor action, the biggest general strike in 20 years in Portugal against the idea that a Greek or Irish-style austerity plan will come to them. The problem is that the people who lead this are the forces of the Second International, the Socialist International. That means Papandreou in Greece, socialist, Socrates in Portugal, another so-called socialist, and Zapatero in Spain. And the demands that they make are absolutely inadequate. You look at the Irish austerity plan, they want to have the minimum wage reduced for the average person. They want to have the sales tax go from 21 to 23%. Where's the tax on the banks? Where's the Wall Street sales tax? Where's the Tobin tax, the turnover tax? The way to make the banks pay.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.